So I'm joined by Annie Tutty, who has used lockdown in a really creative way to help her deal with something in her past that's really important. Annie, can you tell us what you've been doing over lockdown with your blog?
Yeah, so I wrote a blog about a week ago now titled Grieving in Lockdown, all about how I've sort of dealt with the loss of my dad, which happened about 8 years ago now. And I found myself in a strange situation where I started therapy just before lockdown. And then I found myself carrying it on and doing it over Zoom and experiencing all the things that comes with being in lockdown and dealing with something such as mental health or grief, especially, and having that loss of friends and family and the big support system that I would normally have was suddenly taken away from me. And all of a sudden I felt lonely dealing with all of these things that were being brought up due to sort of going through everything that happened in the past. So yeah, it's just a short take on how I've dealt with it, and a way to sort of let other people know that they're not alone in it. And sometimes you have to tackle hard things in strange situations like that we're in now.
And I understand you've had a really overwhelmingly brilliant response from people who obviously sympathising, empathising, perhaps feeling the same way you do, perhaps not, but it's a real insight. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it's been totally overwhelming, really touching, the responses that I've received from friends, family, old teachers, colleagues, people that I don't even know as well. I started and put it out on my Facebook page. And then I put it on LinkedIn because I've got a fairly big network there. And lots of people have reached out, like you said, experienced similar things, saying, oh, I really resonated with what you wrote. Like, thanks so much for sharing. Like, I now don't feel so alone. And people who haven't experienced the exact same thing of losing a parent or a loved one, but have had their own sort of mental health troubles, whatever that might be. And loads of people reached out, and it was really overwhelming, and I didn't expect it at all.
And you said you started therapy before lockdown. I'm just wondering what motivated you to actually write and be so open about it. What made you think, actually, I feel in the position, in the right headspace, to be able to share this with people, and I'd like to be able to write about it?
Yeah, I mean, 3 months ago, I would never have been able to write that, let alone have the confidence to share it. But I wrote it when I couldn't sleep, and I make reference to a bit of that. And I thought, I'll give it a go and see what happens if I write something down. And then I met a friend the next day in the park for a social distancing sit, if you like. And I read it to her, which it took me a while to even read it first. And she said, you know, this is really great. If you can, I think lots of people would want to read it and would really relate to it. And then I just thought, I'll just go with it. And I just posted it and then sort of held my breath a bit and waited for the response. But no, it was great.
Brilliant. And anybody who's feeling in a similar position, what would be your advice to them, from one young person to another who's been through quite a difficult process but come out the other side?
Yeah, I mean, it's never going to go away. And I think people need to remember that, who aren't going through it as well. It's always going to stay there. But my advice would be to reach out if you can. I haven't been the best at that over the years, whether I'm scared for myself or scared to put other people in a difficult situation. But finding the courage to reach out and trust the people that you speak to, and not feel sort of ashamed of it, I found has really helped me. And reaching out to people that are also in the same situation has that element of, like, we're all in this a bit together. So yeah, that would be my advice.
And how do you think the response that you've had has helped you maybe get some closure from what you've been going through over the last few months processing things?
Yeah, I think the responses have made me feel that it's all right. I think for years there was an element of being slightly maybe ashamed of it or embarrassed to be having, you know, feeling anxious and whatnot. And I think feeling people's warm responses has made me feel better about it, and that no one's going to think any differently of me if I'm feeling a bit like this. It doesn't mean I'm not the same person I am. But the support has made me feel that, you know, it's okay, and it might carry on for a bit longer. And I'm sure my journey, which I sort of speak of in the blog. I've got a long way to go, or maybe not so long way, but who knows. But it's made me feel that that's okay, and I can be more open about it now, and not sort of hide away from it so much.
So I guess perhaps just going back to mental health awareness, which is this week, I guess you're encouraging people to start talking about things and not keep things so bottled up. Would that be right sort of assessment of things?
Yeah, I think for sure. I actually bought one of the T-shirts from the author who writes The Boy, the Fox, the Mole and the Horse. I don't know if I've even got that the right way. And I posted a photo of it yesterday on Instagram for Mental Health Awareness Week. And it felt that even through that, more people were sort of reaching out and a bit more of a community on it. I think it needs to be, and there shouldn't be this whole, we can't ask how someone is just because we might upset them or we don't know what we're going to say. People shouldn't be afraid to not know what the right thing is to say. Just so, you know, how are you doing? Opens up a lot more doors for people to reply back with however they feel. So yeah, I think it's, as it's Mental Health Awareness Week, it's nice to get it out there and open those doors for people who do want to speak.
Brilliant. And just finally, because thank you so much for spending some time with us and discussing so openly about lots of important feelings and emotions and motivation to people. Is there anything you'd like to add to anybody who's listening, a young person out there, who some advice maybe from you?
What would my advice be? If you're not there yet to talk about it or go through it, that's okay. It's taken me nearly eight years. And at one point I did think that I would never have to speak about it and I would be fine. So if you're not there yet, it doesn't matter. Take it at your own pace, whether it's a couple years or months or tens of years or whatever it might be. Don't force it and don't be too hard on yourself for how you're feeling. And a bad day is a bad day. Sometimes I just roll with it if it's a bad day, not try and fight it. And reach out to those that really care about you. Because I have some really great friends, and I'm sure lots of people going through the same thing will have lots of great friends as well. So really use them because they help a lot.
Annie, thank you so much for your time. Best of luck with everything going forward, and well done for doing what you've done over lockdown. It sounds like an amazing journey you've been on.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.